Super Bowl Sunday is a big-time event across all parts of the United States, and you don't even have to be a football fan to get in on the fun. It's incredibly common for folks to get together to watch the Super Bowl, with some who do so because they actually want to see the game, and for others it's more of an opportunity to be social during the course of a big event. By the way, I fall strongly into the former group. However, for those that don't enjoy football, there's still something to watch. I'm talking about the commercials, which big-time sponsors pay exorbitant amounts of money on to convince you, the viewer, that their product is the biggest, best, tastiest, and most refreshing. Super Bowl commercials have developed a reputation over the years for being funny. Many people look forward to having a few laughs thanks to the creative efforts of advertising agencies employed by major companies. Humor being what it is, some commercials are funny, some are just plain, and others can be downright weird. But the bottom line is that all of them have a message to get across, something they're trying to sell. Today, I thought I'd take a bit of time to give that a go myself, to peddle a message on behalf of the Refuge. With that in mind, let me tell you what I'm trying to sell. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Last week I mentioned that Togiak Refuge now has a Facebook page. After recording last week's episode, I decided I'd like to go into just a bit more detail about that, in an effort to advertise what we have. Our page is, I hope, a reflection of all those who work for Togiak Refuge, as well as of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the refuge system as a whole. At this time, the primary administrator for our site is me, which has been fun, limiting, and educational. I say limiting because prior to doing this as a part of my job duties for the refuge, I had no personal experience with Facebook, figuring anyone who needed to know anything had my phone number and knew how to find me. So the whole Facebook thing has been very, very new. The purposes for the creation of this page are many. First of all, as a truly remote field station, well, that is, we have no roads, and at a time when government travel dollars are fewer, a Facebook page gives us a chance to reach several user groups that might not otherwise be reached. This page will allow us to share images of the refuge with people who will likely never have the opportunity to see Togiak's lands for themselves. It's also another way to communicate with folks in the many area villages that are on or near the refuge. As an educator, it provides me with another tool by which to share information about the refuge, the system, wildlife, and conservation to audiences around the globe. And I do mean from around the globe, whereas we've already had folks from well outside Alaska already check to see what we have. I also see it as a new way to advertise, hence a part of my introduction today. In terming it a way to advertise, what I'm talking about is a way to get out the word about upcoming events that may be of interest to the public. It is the hope of our office that the Togiak Facebook page can be all of what I have mentioned and more, as we seek to share more about one of the refuge system's best-kept secrets, hopefully making it a bit less of a secret in the process. Many of you listening are likely Facebook veterans who know all the little tricks, bells, and whistles. In promoting our page today, it is my hope that as someone who knows, uses, and enjoys Facebook, I can possibly interest you into taking a look at the Togiak page to see if there's maybe something there of interest to you. To that end, I thought I'd share some of the topics that have made it onto the page in the nearly 1 month that it's been up and running. I use the word gregarious on here from time to time to describe certain animals. All that word means is that they like to get together in large groups, that they're social animals. You might say that Facebook, at least in the cyber realm, caters to people who are themselves gregarious. One of the first posted photos was one that was taken this winter by staff biologist Andy Aderman. It shows a moose herd out in the flat between Dillingham and Manicotick. When I say herd, please know that I mean herd. There's over 30 moose huddled together, not unlike a herd of cattle. While moose can be very social, groups of this size are somewhat unusual. Never seen that many moose in one place? Check out our page to see it for yourself. Far and away the most popular photo that's been posted is of a very young fox pup, seen peeking through the grass out at Cape Pierce. It's got that really cute thing going for it, and to this point, well in excess of 10,000 folks have seen it since it went up just 2 weeks ago. Is it really that cute or noteworthy? Well, a whole lot of folks from all over the globe apparently think so. But I would humbly suggest that you should check it out and decide for yourself. Some photos are much more pedestrian, if it's even possible to use that word when talking about photos that depict the scenery of Southwest Alaska. By that I mean that, rather than an action shot of any sort, they display things like lakes set between mountain peaks and rocky coastal areas. And really the whole purpose in adding photos of that sort is to point out to people that Togiak Refuge has an incredible diversity of habitat spread across its 4.7 million acres. It really is unique in that way, and Facebook is an opportunity to showcase that. In addition to the fox pup, there have been several other species highlighted, including common murres, tufted puffins, walruses, Arctic ground squirrels, brown bears, red poles, hoary marmots, and red-necked phalaropes. Photos of those species can be found on the page, along with little tidbits about each. For example, did you know that an Arctic ground squirrel can lower its body temperature during hibernation to an astounding 27 degrees Fahrenheit? Or that common murres lay their eggs in very precarious locations? By the way, one visitor to our page commented that murre eggs are, in his opinion, bigger and better than chicken eggs, a sentiment I've heard echoed by others. Some activities have also been highlighted, including snow machining and smelt fishing. There's a video clip of a gentleman from Togiak smelt fishing through the ice on the Togiak River. Local Alaska Migratory Bird Calendar Contest winners can go to the page to see their entries on there. One participant, Curtis Martin Jr. of Good News Bay, is seen receiving his prizes as a double winner, having been chosen in both the literature and poster categories. Notes on the federal spring-summer subsistence waterfowl season are included, as well as a shot of the cover of the booklet that contains the regulations. One other topic I would mention is that of what many refer to as trail cameras. Those are the cameras that hunters like to use to obtain proof of what animals have been visiting the sites they plan to hunt. Such cameras can also be useful for educational purposes and for biological purposes as well. Biologists for the refuge use such cameras to document movement of various species on remote parts of the refuge. One photo, and it's posted on our page, managed to capture a red fox, a coyote, and a wolverine in the same image, in what looks to be some sort of a standoff. Sound incredible? Again, I would urge you to go to our page and have a look for yourself. Today's episode has basically been one big shameless promotion of Togiak Refuge and its new Facebook page. But please know, I wholeheartedly believe in the product I'm trying to sell. Togiak Refuge, and indeed all of Southwest Alaska, is incredibly special. It's really nice to have this platform by which to share it with others. One last shameless promotion. If you visit our page and like what you see, please click the like button under the bottom right-hand corner of the cover photo. Thank you for your support. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.